I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Yay! We made it. We're live. We're on the air. We're online. And welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on this Monday. What's it? What month do we have? July. It's July the 9th today in 2012. And if you hear some pitter-patter noise in the background, that might be the rain that's coming down on our terrace roof right now. And I've just said it to Jen 2 minutes ago. I might have to change locations if this goes any stronger because it gets really, really loud. And we've had quite some rain over the past few days. So I'm here sitting on in my open-air office on my terrace looking into my beautiful garden. Where are you and how are you, Jen?
Well, who are you?
I'm Barbara. Hello, this is Barbara. Thank you.
Well, I'm just fine. This is Jan, and I am once again in Portland, Oregon. I'm just moving around all over the place. It's really kind of fun and exciting. I'm in Portland where the sun is shining and it's hot. Finally, we finally have some summer here. It's been amazing. And I don't know what else to say. Things are moving along, and it's just doing pretty good. I told you, Barbara, that I pulled a card today that I don't think has anything to do with today's radio show. So it's meant for somebody or some persons in particular, and I'm not sure who. Mm-hmm. So when we get to that, we can go, you probably have some other things to say, and I would be glad to have you do that.
Well, we'll find out what this is all about with the card because it happened to me before and then it made total sense after a few minutes. So I'm sure we'll get some solution on that also. What can I say? Yeah, we've successfully moved house a week ago and we've successfully done, especially my soul man who's at the moment sitting right next to me, has been doing quite some stacking and quite some playing furniture Tetris. For, I don't know, really the last 3 weeks or so, because first of all, we had to pack the whole house, which was quite an effort, then pack it all into the truck and then come down here to our new location, unpack the truck and then try to fit everything into this new house, which is half the size of the house that we had before. So, it's quite an adventure really, but we're getting there. It's cozy already. Our neighbors, who have been living in their house for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years now, they came over and sat on the terrace and, she said, it's so comfortable here and you've only just moved in and, you know, we haven't really unpacked everything yet and yet we're sitting here and it's comfy looking out into the garden. So yeah. And ever since, I'm here, it feels like the energy has shifted for me. Especially sitting out here in my open air office, looking at this beautiful new neighbor friend tree that I have, the red cedar. It does its magic somehow. So I'm glad to be here and, I'm looking forward to what's coming up today, and I'm really looking forward to talk to Chaney later on in the show.
Right. So is that tree the one with the big nose, the one you...
Yeah, it's the one with the big nose, which doesn't look at me directly. It looks to my right into the next garden. So I see the profile, really, with lots of branches, and I'm told it's only a baby, but it's like, I don't know, 20 meters high or something.
Wow.
But it's a red cedar, so, and it's very unusual for this kind of tree to grow in northern Germany, so I'm very grateful.
Now, is Derek able to hear us, or is he not?
No. Okay. I'm on my headphone, and he just left anyway. He left my open air off.
All right.
He hears me talking all day, every day, so, you know.
And the other thing that I wanted to address that you mentioned is that you feel the energy has changed for you since you've been there. I know that you had some real resistance to moving to Hamburg, and now you're there. So tell us a little bit about what's changed, would you?
I've got this huge grin on my face, and I've got the giggles again. being very aware of this resistance, walking through this process over the past few weeks was quite something. And now the rain is coming back, so you might hear the pitter-patter. Sitting in this garden, looking into the, like feeling the energy and the company of all these standing people, the trees, is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Calms me down a lot. And I, to be honest, at the moment, I prefer to be out here looking into my garden and going into the house because there's so much to do there.
Yeah.
And the rest unfolding. I mean, we've had such nice feedback. Everybody, I have a network here in Hamburg because this is my hometown. We've been here for a long time before we moved away 18 months ago. And so everybody's really happy to have us back. And they're all saying, it's so nice that you're here again. And now you're so close and we can come and have coffee or you come visit us. So that is very nice to be welcomed in such a nice way. So I'm going with it. I'm going with the flow. I haven't got any alternative really. My ego is kind of walking with me, and once it starts running in front of me or staying back, I'll just take it by the hand and say, okay, let's come walk together.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it is. And it's the balance. And I notice that I do fall out of my balance occasionally. Not so often, I can say. And that makes me happy. And then being aware of it, and I think that is one thing that we'll be touching on today with Chaney also, is the awareness. And then makes click at some point, and then we can change direction or we can change our thoughts. So all is well. All is really well.
Good. That's good. Did you draw a card for today?
Yes, actually I did. And I've been working with these cards before, and I've been mentioning them also. So what I've done today is I checked out the website, and I posted the website in our Facebook group, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, for people to check it out. And I actually asked guests which card I drew. So far, I didn't see anyone answer. So the card that I drew today is called Liveliness, and it says, words cannot impart true knowledge to anybody. We just need to happily dance the dance of life. Totally fits my situation, and hopefully people can resonate with this. And the story with these cards is that it's channeled messages from clairvoyant children. So if you want to go and check out that website, it's www.amo-international.net, and it's quite an interesting website, and the whole philosophy behind it, the energy on the website, and the symbols of the cards. This card is on it also, because I can only explain it so much and describe it so much, but it's so much better to see the symbol. And mm-hmm. It's a beautiful card deck. I can recommend this to everybody if you're into oracle cards and want some inspiration for your everyday life. Consider looking into this. So, yeah, that's me, liveliness.
Yeah, that's great. And it's interesting, too, that it's cards by children.
Yes, because, yes.
Which ties in somewhat with the card that I pulled called, called Guardian Angel. And it shows a young child, a young girl. She's got on the skirt of her dress is white. And it looks like, because I don't have the stronger glasses on, so from the weak glasses, it kind of looks like snowflakes, red snowflakes, and her top is red with white in it. And then she's standing there with an angel who is holding her, what is that? That's her right elbow, holding her right elbow, and the wings kind of wrap around the child and the angel. And the wings are not white. They look like bird feathers, actual, you know, the colors of bird feathers. And there is some reddish, kind of a rusty red color, and a little bit of blue and a little bit of yellow, very faint colors in the wings. But this angel is obviously guarding this child. She has one hand on the right elbow and another hand on the left shoulder, and the child is kind of leaning into the angel. And, you know, when I was pulling the cards today, I thought about the show and about Chaney, and about genius and breaking through. And then I was thinking about, it just seemed like there was somebody who needed this card. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Because it kind of fits my situation as well. So I'll talk about that a little bit in relation to the card. Is that it is important for us all to allow ourselves to have the faith that a child has. the faith that we will be taken care of, that we will be guided. Not that we don't do anything for ourselves, obviously, but that we allow ourselves to be protected and guided by spirit and not just take off. Like you were talking into the, you were talking about your ego and walking with your ego. And I'm at a place where my whole life, because it is in flux right now, you know, like I said, everything, my next home is going to be a storage unit. And we've been talking about different places where I'll be traveling and how I'll be getting there and what I'll be living in. And as I go along the way, and right now I do feel like this child who is just giving over to spirit to say, what is it you want me to do? Where do you want me to do it? And who do you want me to do it with? So that's the card for today. And you're saying that it goes right in with our affirmation, right?
Yes, definitely. The whole, we're starting to weave this again, as we've done last week when we were messaging on Facebook. And it's like creating, not out of thin air, but creating with the aid of spirit. And I'm in a very similar situation to you, Jen, because it's, and that leads beautifully into what Chaney is going to talk about today with the topic of genius, to tap into our genius, really. And how do we do this? And remembering that we all have this power and we have this talent and we have this genius inside of us already. And then handing it over to our guardian angel, to our spirit guides, to the trees, to whoever we feel comfortable with as an energetic company, really. So the affirmation that we came up for the show today is, just for today, I am stepping up into my genius, which really leads. Okay, which
Barbara,
really leads
I need to break. I need to break in here for just a minute. I'm sorry. Lisa She-Wolf has just let us know that there's a fire going on near her house, and ash is falling like snowflakes all around her house. And she's been asking her guardians all day to keep her house safe. And everybody knows that she has quite a pack of animals there as well. So I would like to ask everyone who is listening to also add your wishes, add your thoughts, add your energies to protect Lisa She-Wolf's house, her pack, her land.
Oh, I agree. So how about we pull Chaney in and let's listen to his voice and let's listen to his input on and inspiration on the topic of how to tap into our genius and how to deal with the fear that keeps coming up.
Sounds like a good idea. Chaney, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine. Can you hear us now? You had a little difficulty earlier.
Yeah, you're coming in perfect.
All right. Cool. Excellent. So, Chaney, why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about who you are, where you came from, and how you got to this point and discovered that this was your passion?
Well, I first want to thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. It means a lot to me. And now to answer your question to, in terms of where or how I got to where I am now, it's really interesting because, as you know, we all have a path, we all have a journey, and mine actually started off a little different from where it is now, because I was always into sports, and then I got into fitness, and I got into working out, and then I started to go down a path, or let me take a step back. When I got into the fitness and the working out, I was thinking, great, that's for my body, it's for my physical health, but what about the other areas of life? Because after all, you have your physical health, there's money, there's your career, your friends, your family, your relationships, your spirituality, and just the different areas, your social network, and just, you know, there's different areas of life that really are part of your life. It's not just one thing. So just as I evolved and just, let's say, grew over time, I started to realize, hey, all these areas are important, and I started to look at the connections, if you will, between the different areas of life. And it was really interesting. I didn't realize it at the time, but as I was going down my path, down my journey, I was starting to see, all of these were coming into play, and it ultimately led me down to what I'm doing right now, which is, it's right in line with what we're speaking about today. It's really helping and showing people and to help people realize their magnificence and their brilliance and to tap into their genius, because everyone is a genius. And the question is, where is each person, or where are you a genius in your life? It's not a question of if you are, it's where you are. So that's really the backbone behind what I do, because a lot of people will actually argue for their limitations and claim they're not a genius and they can't do this. But yeah, that's true if they're comparing themselves to the form of someone else's genius. So, for example, you may be a genius in speaking and helping people maybe tap into their brilliance, whatever it is for you, but when it comes to working on cars, maybe not. So it's just a matter of who you are, what's most important to you, and that's really where your genius is going to be. So that's just a Cliff Notes version of
Barbara,
my journey.
Barbara, and mute yourself.
And what I'm doing now and why I love doing what I'm doing.
Thank you, Cheney. My apologies. Barbara thought she was had muted herself and she was typing away. So you say that one of the main things that hold people back from expressing their genius is fear of not being smart enough or educated enough. So what can someone do to overcome this and gain clarity on what their unique skills are?
Well, the first thing, I'm going to actually mention two things. Number one, I sort of alluded to it already, and that's really find out what is true to you. What are your true values? What's truly most important to you? And one of the ways that you'll realize this is just listen to your language. If you're saying, I love doing this, I'm inspired by doing this, this is what I've always dreamed of doing, that's a really good sign that that's something that you would love to be doing, versus if you say, I should, I have to be doing this, I've got to be doing this, I'm supposed to, I need to. Listen for that language. There's a big difference. Love to, inspire to, I'm blessed to. That's a very clear sign that you're on track to doing what you love doing. Because after all, when you're doing something you really love, you have a very high probability of tapping into your genius. And the other thing, since you brought up about many people being in fear of not being smart enough or educated enough, it's very interesting, and I really never realized this until I started getting a lot of feedback from people, but many people really have that fear that they're not smart enough or educated enough because they think that, well, they have to have a certain degree, a certain license, a certain certification before anyone else will actually take them seriously. Now, I'll be honest, I have a college degree, I have a four-year degree, which is great. However, there's many people out there who don't. There's people out there who don't have master's degrees or PhDs, and as funny as it sounds, this holds people back. So one of the things that I would recommend or something to consider, and this is pretty amazing, and I actually tested this out, but find out whatever it is that you would love to do, regardless of what that is, and just devote a certain amount of time in a day to it. And in particular, if you read 30 minutes a day, or you watch video, or you listen to audio, whatever it is, on something that you love to do, you'll be an expert at the cutting edge of that field in 7 years. If you do that for an hour a day, it'll take you about 3 to 4 years to get to that expert or cutting edge state. If you do that for 2 hours a day, it'll take you about 2.5 years to get there. And if you devote 3 hours a day to really do something you love, again, read, could be watching video, we have the internet now, listen to audio, listen to an interview like this, or whatever it is for you, it'll take you about 1.5 to 2 years to really be considered an expert. And you can really speed up that learning curve, and especially when you're applying it on a regular basis. And the other thing I would also recommend is whatever that is for you, to get in the habit of teaching it, because you learn most, or you whatever you teach the most is what you learn the most, and they go hand in hand. So you don't need. One thing I like to say is don't let school get in the way of your education. And if that's the case for you, just consider what that is that you would really love to do, and just think of if you put in a certain amount of time per day, it doesn't take that long to get to that point of really being considered an expert. And what that does, and this is the last thing I'm going to mention on this, and what that will allow you to do is it'll take that fear out. So if somebody questions you or they or let's just say they're asking you about a particular area, you'll know how to answer them, you'll know how to deal with it, and you won't have that underlying fear that could get in the way. So take that advice and really, and I'd like to say run with it, because I can assure you it'll work and it'll make a big difference in your life.
That's pretty awesome. Well, I've got a couple of questions here, but let me just go back to one that...
One thing I would like to throw in is the genius by association. What exactly does that mean, Jenny?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked that, because that really... Well, two things. Number one, that ties in with what I was just saying, and I do want to mention where I came up with that whole phrase, because I'm from New Jersey. When I was up in New Jersey 6-7 months ago, I went to Princeton University, because I used to live near Princeton. And when I was walking around the campus, because I've been there many times, but for some reason I was walking around, it was about 15 degrees out, and this whole idea of genius by association, that phrase just popped into my mind. And what it basically means is this, is that when you associate with other people, again, this goes back to what I was saying before, if there's something you really love to doing, whatever that field of study or topic of interest, whatever it is for you, and you associate with the quote-unquote experts, the geniuses in that industry, that's going to rub off on you. And you don't have to have that person as a mentor standing right next to you. Video, audio, we have the internet, we have the telephone, we have emails. So any way that you can communicate with someone who is on that level, you can tap into their brilliance and their genius and then express it in your own way based on the uniqueness of who you are. So that's the whole idea of genius by association. And as to get around other people who can help you grow, and you will really accelerate that ability to really tap into your inner brilliance and your genius. So I'm glad you, I can go on and on and on with that one, but I'm really glad that you asked that question, because we're all geniuses, and the more people that we associate with who we want to tap into their brilliance, the higher the probability that you'll tap into yours, and at a faster rate than you ever thought was possible.
Well, yeah, I can confirm that. This is Barbara, and this is the way I learned on part of my path, by associating with teachers or colleagues that inspire me greatly. So, I can totally confirm that. Watching the videos, listening to audios, to podcasts, connecting with them through Facebook or other mediums, going to their workshops, not even connecting personally sometimes, just being in their presence inspires me greatly. So, yes, I totally confirm that.
Right, I agree. Yeah. So what if, Chaney, what if somebody is starting out really insecure and feeling like they don't have much value at all, that they aren't worthy, that they have a lot of emotional handicaps, and yet they want to start doing something that will impact the world?
When you say emotionally handicapped, you mean...
Well, I shouldn't have said it that way. Emotionally, that they feel like they're less than somebody else, that they feel like they just don't have the intelligence, they don't have the knowledge, they don't, like you've said before, they don't have a degree, they don't have any of this stuff, and they feel less than other people sometime.
Well, one of the things I like to say, and I've heard this from a few people, and that is the quality of your life. Depends on the quality of the questions you ask. So when you ask a quality question, and then, of course, you come up with the answers, you live a quality life. And one of those questions that I like to have people ask in regards to what you just asked me is just ask yourself, well, what is it about who I am that brings value to the world? And that's a very basic question. Now, you can expand that and say, well, what is it about who I am that brings value to my family? What is it about who I am that brings value to my career? Whatever it is for you. In other words, what is it about who I am that brings value to blank? And fill in the blank for whatever it is for you. And take the time not only to come up with the question, but the answer. And I do this every single night. I type it out on the computer. I have... She's probably at least a couple of thousand responses to that, and I use 6 different questions, but that's for me. So some of the things I'll say was about who I am that brings value to the world, was about who I am that brings value to the personal development self-help industry, what is about who I am that brings value to my relationships, and those, that's just an example of how I do it. But whatever that is for you, you would use that particular question for you and take the time and come up with the answers. Now, that might seem just like, oh, it's just an exercise that you just type out a question and just answer it, but when you get in the habit of doing that, you're going to start to see how much value you have in the world, and especially what is about who you are. And that's the big part of it. And that's a really excellent question to use to raise your self-worth. So that's certainly one of the things that I would recommend people do. And the other thing is, since we're talking about genius, and I'm going to tie this in with your question, just take the time and look and see whenever you've praised somebody else. Maybe you said, oh, so-and-so was beautiful, so-and-so did a great job, so-and-so, whatever it was for you. And whatever you're saying about that person, look to see where you have it in your life. Because if you're saying somebody else is beautiful and is smart and is an expert, whatever that is, the only way that you could be saying that about somebody else is if you're also saying it about yourself, because we're all reflections of each other. So anything you see in someone else, you have in yourself. Now, it may not be in the same exact form, but if you see someone else as being a beautiful person and have beauty, well, look in your life and see, well, where do you have beauty? It could be in your physical health. It could be in your connections with other people. It could be in your finances, wherever it is for you. But the fact is, if you're saying someone else has beauty, so do you. So these are just some of the ways, that you can really raise your self-worth and really tap into the brilliance of who you are.
I love that about reflecting the positive, because too often you hear people saying, well, if you see something that irritates you or frustrates you about somebody else, to look back inside yourself, because chances are it's a reflection of yourself.
It's
nice to hear about the positive, you know, the reflecting the positive.
Yeah.
And Janie, we have to ask you a quick question. There's an echo. Do you have us on speakerphone by any chance?
No, I'm on a headset.
Huh. Okay. Well, we'll have to figure out what's
playing.
Going on. A spirit
is playing with us.
So we get to hear it twice.
Sorry?
So we get to hear it twice since there's an echo, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So what I really love about this quality question thing and the positive affirmation and affirming every day is that, as you said, is the raising the self-worth, and it's self-empowering, which is sometimes it's good to get support from the outside world. And it is so, so vital that we realize that we have it all inside of us. And then mix this together and combine all the pieces of the puzzle to find the most comfortable way to dance this happy dance of life, really.
Well, Janie, what are some of the other some blind spots that people have that they can be aware of? I mean, you've mentioned looking at the reflection of themselves, but what are some other areas where they can overcome blind spots and realize their genius?
Well, this is interesting because I can relate to this, because I actually had a blind spot that I wasn't aware of. And the blind spot in my particular case was that I was minimizing myself to someone else, thinking that they had something that I didn't. And in my case, at that particular point in time, it had to do with my business, because I thought that I needed a business partner. I thought I needed someone to do certain things in my business. Now, yes, it would have been nice to delegate it, but I also had this, I'll call it a blind spot now that I look back on it, that I was, in a sense, minimizing myself to this other person, thinking, well, they had something that I didn't. And the interesting part about it is that in every one of those cases, once I realized, hey, you know, if they can do it, so can I, all of a sudden, not only was I able to do it, but I loved doing what it was, and it was particularly business-related. In fact, that's another good affirmation that I would recommend saying, and that is, if so-and-so can do it, so can I. And that will help, at least for this particular one, because it's interesting as it sounds, it may not appear that way on the surface, or you may not be aware of it, but many times we do minimize ourselves to other people, thinking they have something that we don't. So, again, this goes back to what we were talking about before. Whatever you see in someone else, we're all mirrors of each other, you have in yourself. So that's one way to overcome the blind spots. And, again, instead of looking at someone else as, oh, well, they can do this and they can do that, and I can't, well, look to see where you can do it in your life. And, you know, it's really interesting. I want to share a quick story on this. I had a woman who was in my Breakthrough to Achieve program, and she got a master's degree from Harvard University, and she applied to the PhD program at Harvard, and she got rejected. And initially, I didn't know that that was the issue with her, but because she was talking about it being something with her, I think it was her physical health, and it was just something that was unrelated, but we got to determining that she applied to the PhD program at Harvard, and she got rejected, and she was beating herself up over it. She was getting down, and I pretty much determined that she was minimizing herself to the Harvard PhD program. So I had her ask a couple of questions. Really, I asked her, well, when you got rejected into the program, who was accepting you at the same time? She was able to see that, and she's a pretty sharp lady. She was able to see it. And then she really what I'm getting at here is that she was actually, and she wasn't aware of this, she was minimizing herself to the Harvard PhD program, because with her, it was getting into Harvard or bust, so to speak. So I got her to realize, hey, you're a very smart lady. She knew that. And if she didn't get into the Harvard PhD program, it was okay. There were other programs that she could have applied to. So the whole idea is that to be aware of this whole minimizing thing, and it doesn't have to be to another person. It could be, in this case, it was to the Harvard PhD program. It could be to a job, whatever it is for you. Just look to see, it's a recurring theme here, what you see in others, where do you have it in yourself, and then you start not only to tap into your brilliance and genius, but that also has, in fact, you were all speaking about energy before, that also has an energetic effect on how others respond to you. And I know it might sound a little metaphysical, but that element is out there, and it makes a big difference. And people pick up on that, because when you acknowledge your own genius, other people will see it as well. And all of a sudden, those blind spots or those situations that were coming up before that were getting in your way, all of a sudden, they're not. And now you've turned, in essence, a negative into a positive.
So how do you address people when talking about the metaphysical? How do you bring that in? Do you bring that into your course? Or is that something that is kind of separate?
I bring it in there, but I bring it in there in a way that I can use concrete and tangible examples, because not everybody really understands that aspect of it. I understand it. I actually love that part of it, but also know not to go too overboard with it, only because some people may not understand that. But, you know, it's interesting. There's a book. You all heard of Napoleon Hill, right?
Right.
Think and Grow Rich. Huh? I recommend picking up Law of Success. And he actually wrote that before Think and Grow Rich came about from Law of Success. And it took him about 25 years to write Law of Success. It's pretty, if you get the newer version, it's about 1,000 pages. And he has a chapter. He has 17 laws of success. And one of them in there talks about this very thing, about the metaphysical part of it. And it's really interesting, because he, in essence, says that for everything that you see that shows up in your physical existence, everything, there is a corresponding metaphysical component. And this is coming from Napoleon Hill, who wrote this back in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting to check out, because a lot of people don't buy into that. I do, and I believe that it's there, and that is really important. So that's the whole, you know, like I was saying before, the whole energy part of it, and tying in with what we're speaking about today. And when you realize that you have that genius, people are going to sense that energy, and they're going to recognize you as the genius that you really are.
So you're dealing with, in this program, you're dealing with a lot of people who are acknowledging metaphysics, who are dealing with spirit, who are dealing with energy. So is there a portion of your course that they could take, or do you have a course that you've designed specifically for this particular market, for people who are, who do deal with energy, who do believe in the power of the law of attraction?
Yeah, I talk about it in there specifically in one of the steps. I get into it a lot deeper than what we're talking about here today. And the thing is that when people come into the program, they already have a sense that this is something that's pretty important. And I get more into it in there because once someone is in and they're understanding what I'm speaking about, I actually weave that into everything else so it makes a lot of sense. But certainly I do include it in there because it's something that, like I was saying before, there are many people out there who don't buy into some of that, and they're, you know, I know you used the word being aware before. To me, it's an awareness thing. You know, every show, every radio interview, everything I talk about, I always sneak that word awareness in there because that's really important. And this is just another example of it, is to be aware of things that you don't see, because those are the things that are actually determining what shows up. And I talk about that specifically in one of the steps in the program, but I do mention it throughout because it's that important to understand, because it does make the difference in many cases between really living the type of life you would love to live and living the type of life that you would not like to live. So yes, it's an important part of what I teach.
Awesome. Well, you also talk about motivation and inspiration in regards to someone uncovering their hidden genius. So is that what you're talking about now?
Yeah, that actually goes up. Actually glad that you asked that, because that really moves into what I also speak about. And there is a difference between the two, and the difference is that motivation comes from, let's say, outside forces versus inspiration coming from within. The example I like to give is, if let's say someone wants to lose weight, they'll hire a personal trainer. And most people will hire a personal trainer to motivate them, to get them to typically do something that they don't want to do, because a lot of people don't like to exercise. So they need that motivation versus being inspired. And really, just like I was talking about earlier, if you listen to your languaging, if you're saying, I love to, this is inspiring, this is what I've always dreamed of, I'm blessed to, then you'll know that you're coming from an inspired state. People who are motivated, you'll hear language such as, I should, I have to, I've got to, I'm supposed to. I was talking about this earlier. There is a difference. Now, motivation.
Wait a minute. I'm going to say, I really resonate with the difference, because I hate exercise. So exercise is one of those things where I say, I should, I ought to, but I absolutely love dance.
Yeah, well, so that's a great point, because I'm glad you brought this up. So if, let's take that example. Let's say, and for anyone listening, it doesn't have to be exercise. It could be for whatever it is for you. But let's say it is exercise, and you say, oh, I don't like to exercise. Well, just ask a simple question. How will exercising help me do or help me achieve whatever it is I would love to achieve? And then you start to link those two up. And yes, the exercise doesn't have to be going to a gym. It could be dancing, whatever it is for you. So it's not to force you to do something you don't want to do, but just look. Everything is connected in the universe, and everything is linked to everything else in the universe. And when you're able to see how even the things that you don't care for doing, how they can help and serve you in what you would love to do, you'll quickly see, wow, this does help me. And that's when you can go from that motivated state to that inspired state. So yes, there are ways to shift that. I just gave you one of them. But again, it's an awareness thing. It's important to be aware of that, because that definitely makes the difference between living the type of life you would love to live and, like I said before, versus the life that you wouldn't want to be living. And these are simple little things. I like to call them little big things, and they are big things. They're little things that make big differences in your life.
For sure.
Yeah.
I love that. I'd love to put another hour on top of this one, so we could go into the topic of motivation versus inspiration, because that is really something that resonates with me. We only have a few minutes left, really, and I'd like to just touch the topic of legacy.
Before you do, Barbara, we have a question from one of our listeners. Connie Gregaris wants to know, Chaney, what should you do when you want to do something, but your body doesn't have the strength to carry it?
Regarding that question, does that mean physically not being able to?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Well, without having more information, I'd like to give a more complete answer than that, so I'm just going to take it from the general sense. So, because the thing is, I don't know if whoever asked the question, if this person is bedridden, if they could walk. I really would like to give a more complete answer upon having more details. But just in general, in a situation like that, again, look to see how whatever your situation is, how the different parts of it are benefiting other areas of your life. Because, again, it's that quality question. When you ask the quality of your life, depends on the quality of questions you ask. So just ask whatever your situation is, whatever it is that's going on, how is it serving the other areas of your life? And you start to really get a good idea of, hey, you know, this might not look great on the surface, but it does have benefits in addition to some of the drawbacks that it appears to be having.
Okay, thank you. Barbara, you had a question for him.
Yeah, the one thing I'd like to add to the answer to Connie's question is strengthen the mind first. Because when we start strengthening the mind, we can then work on the body also with a different attitude. And I believe Connie is in our Facebook group, in the Purpose Hub Radio Conversations group. So Chaney, we invite you to chat with us after the show there, and maybe you can get into more detail about the question Connie has. And the other question I have for you was the legacy thing. The quote that we used on the Purpose Hub Radio website to introduce you as our guest has to do with legacy. What legacy are we leaving for the next generations? Could you just shortly jump into this topic for us, please?
Yeah. Well, you're saying legacy because as you were talking, you were breaking up. I didn't get everything you said.
Yes, legacy. What is the legacy that we leave for future generations?
Wow. We could do a whole show on that.
Yeah, we could. You have 1 minute.
1 minute. Well, again, whatever that is for you, you always want to ask yourself, well, what do I want to be remembered for? What is it? This goes back to the question I was saying before. What is it about who I am that brings value to the world? Because that's a really good way to see how much value that you contribute to others and the world. And that really also falls into the legacy that you want to leave. And you can all obviously ask that question, well, what legacy do I want to leave? What is it about who I am that brings value to the world that can help me leave a legacy where people could blank? Whatever blank is for you, and ask that question, and just take the time to write it or type it, and then you start to make it a part of your life, becomes part of your energy, and as long as it's in line with what's truly most important to you, and you love doing it, you're inspired by doing it, you have a very high probability of it manifesting and showing up in your life, and especially serving and helping other people.
Wow, that was a minute.
Yeah. Well, Chaney, you had a special offer to give to our listeners today. Would you tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll give them the link to get there?
Yeah, if they go to the link that I'm going to mention in about a minute here, it's a training course. It's a five lesson. It's five overlooked key lessons on how to overcome limiting beliefs so you can have more wealth, more time, and more freedom in your life. And again, it's five lessons and actually involves some of the stuff I spoke about here, and I believe in that one there is something, there's a little bit about the metaphysical part of it that I was referencing before, so there's that in there as well. And the link, I believe, it's purposetalkradio.com/Chaney, C-H-A-N-E-Y.
Right, that's great. So tell us a little bit more about what's there. What are they going to get if they do a course with you?
Well, in that particular one, it basically talks about determining your values, what's most important to you. In fact, some of the questions I mentioned here today was about who I am that brings value to the world. Those types of questions are in there. There's a little bit on the metaphysical, just a little bit in there. I don't say it that way, but when you go through it, you'll see. And also talks about taking action, because after all, it's one thing to write things down, but it's another thing to take action on it. And actually, these things that I'm talking about here inspires you to take that inspired action to get things done. So that's just a general overview of it. I can do a radio show on each part, each of those five parts. So I encourage everyone to go check that out and to pick that up. And it's just for you, free.
That sounds great. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Barbara, how much time do we have left? You're our timekeeper.
The time just changed for me, so we've got 7 minutes left.
7 minutes. All right. Chaney, is there something that we haven't asked you that you would like to address and let our audience know?
Well, I want everybody to just realize that you have something of tremendous amount of value to contribute to the world and to really take the time and realize what that is, regardless of what other people may say or maybe what other people don't say. Because, yes, it's important to have people supporting you, but just understand that you have something special to contribute, and it doesn't matter what others say. It matters what's most important to you and the direction that you want to go in. And really just look at everything that in your life now that's serving your life instead of looking 10 years from now and looking back on today and saying, God, I wish I had done that, I should have done that. Well, just be aware of that for today, because of everything that you may look back on 5 years from now that you may not have thought helped you is the very thing that you needed on your journey to realize the magnificence and the brilliance of who you are.
That which fits totally with the affirmation of for today, which is just for today, I am stepping up into my genius.
Just for today, I am stepping up into my genius. I love it. I love being in my genius.
Yeah, in fact, I would make those affirmations every day.
Yeah.
And repeat them and write them, and you can write them in different forms, whatever works for you, but definitely. And I like the way that you worded them, I am and I'm stepping up, because those little language things, they make a big difference. So I like the way that they worded very well.
Yeah, I used to be a massage therapist, and I ended up having to talk with people about the language that they used for some of the aches and pains that they had, like so-and-so is a pain in the neck, or this idea is a pain in the back. And they would always end up coming in to see me for neck problems, back problems, whatever the problem was. It often had a language beginning, or the language certainly affected the issue.
Yeah. You know, I just want to mention something really quick on that. I'm glad you brought that up. I think that's the first time I think I've ever had anyone bring it up on a radio show. And I want to throw in another one with that, because we hear this one all the time. God, that's killing me.
Yes.
My mother does it a lot, and I keep reminding her. I think she's got it to a point where she doesn't do it anymore. But people, we do this subconsciously, and we don't realize it. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean that the second you say it, lightning's going to strike you. But it goes back to what you're saying. These are just little things that are really important that make a big difference in your life.
Yeah, that's the language. Absolutely right.
It's the being aware of the language that we use. There comes the awareness again. Yeah. So, Jamie, your contact information for our listeners so they can contact you directly if they're not yet part of our Facebook group.
Did you say the contact information? Because it's breaking up again.
Your contact information.
Oh, they can go to www.chaneywiener.com. That's chaneywiener.com.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you.
And just let me say, when you get on the page, if you click across the top where it says contact, that's where my contact information is.
And you're also,
that's great.
And you're also on Facebook?
Yes, and that's my full name. I'm the only one with first name. I think there's one other girl on there with Chaney as a first name, but I'm not a girl, so you'll know.
And you're part of the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, right?
Yes.
Good. So you'll be there after the program ends to chat with people? I know Connie's looking forward to having you be there to talk about the exercise thing, and she's got some back problems, and I know you're going to help her there. So we're coming down to the very end of our program, and I'd like to let everybody know that, wow, my mind went blank. Okay, I want everybody to know that they can reach Barbara at barbarapatterson.info. That's B-A-R-B-A-R. I can't even spell it. There's an A. All right, you got barbarapatterson.info. That's okay. And you can reach me at janreville.com. That's J-A-N-R-E, V as in Victor, E-L-L.com. Or at soulbodyblueprint.com. Soulbodyblueprint.com. And my class is coming up in the Boston area. It's actually been changed from July to, it's going to either be the end of July or the beginning of August, and I'll let people know exactly when that is. And I'm very excited about that. So that's another one of my wandering feet ending up on the East Coast. And Barbara, what would you like to say? Oh, true Trinity. Huh?
Yes, we've got our song, I Am Who I Am, who has a lot of meaning, I could say, for me personally, and I believe it resonates with many of our listeners. It's been performed by True Trinity, and reach them on Facebook also. Just check out their Facebook page, which is called True Trinity. And I believe their website is truetrinity.com.
All right. So, and what's tell us your site again, because I really messed that one up.
Well, now the echo is all gone. My website is barbarapatterson.info, and the program that I have available at the moment is The Power of Me, which goes really nicely with everything we touched on today and the inspiration and motivation and the self-empowerment.
Right. And actually, Soul Body Blueprint goes along with what we talked about today, too, is finding out what your the messages that are in your body of what you were born with, the things that the personality quirks that you were born with, and how you can use them to achieve your soul's purpose and even find out what your soul purpose is in being here. So
yeah. Everything is connected.
It is. Absolutely.
Said it. Yes. Thank you, Chaney, for being with us today.
Thank you, Chaney.
I appreciate it.
It was a real pleasure having you and talking to you, and we'll continue to chat with you on Facebook on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. So it's bye-bye from me for today. Have a good week. Stay safe and stay in the love. Bye-bye. Barbara says bye.
Blessings, and we'll talk with you next week. Jan says bye.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.